Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast. This is JFM Podcast.
Right. On a sad note, it was one of the things we saw on Saturday morning. I'm talking about the death of two students who died during, invasion of the students into the convocation square of Nasarawa State University, Kefi, where the governor prepared or planned the distribution of palliative rice to students of the institution and other parts of Nasarawa State. Well, according to eyewitness, revealed that some students invaded the school convocation square before the arrival of the governor and looted some 7.5 kilogram bags of rice kept for distribution. Well, from all indications, according to confirming the incident, Abraham Ekpo, information and protocol officer of the university, said he was aware of the incident but had yet to get details on what transpired. Well, talking about the issue the vice chancellor of the university, no other person but Professor Suleiman Baba Mohammed, has come out to say that he attributed the Friday stampede that killed two students and left 14 others injured to impatience on the part of the students. Well, according to reports, the stampede occurred when the students, along with some hoodlums, in the neighborhood, swooped on bags of rice donated by the state government to mitigate the current economic hardship. Well, the consignments had been kept at the institution's convocation square, with the governor expected to commence distribution on Friday morning. Well, two students met their untimely death, to the very matter, and it's so sad that this had to happen. Though it came with a good intention, but of course the life of the students have been cut short. It's on a sad note, and it's also disturbing and alarming, I must say. But of course, I'm Richard Badung, and I'll be with you this morning, not alone.
I'm Naomi Karim. Welcome to the Let's Talk segment of the morning JJ 101.9 FM. It is the 25th day of March, and we're here to talk about this particular issue Richard just mentioned. Very sad event indeed it was, that two students lost their lives due to the stampede in Nasarawa State University over the weekend.
Funny enough, the governor had already visited, recently offered some assistance to students of tertiary institutions in the state.
Yeah.
He visited Federal University, Lafia, College of Education, Akwanga, College of Agriculture, Lafia, among others, where distributed 7.5 kilogram bags of rice and 5,000 naira cash to each student. The governor was scheduled to extend the same gesture to students of the university on Friday. But before he arrived, some students went to loot the rice, which turned to be a deadly venture. Well, today we'll be getting in contact. We'll be talking to the SA of the governor on NGO and humanitarian duties in Nasarawa State, where he will be talking to us about the reactions of the government towards the whole matter, having had a successful distribution in other universities or other institutions. What exactly happened and how it actually happened. Well, we'll get to see all of this, and we'll talk to him. And of course, we'll be talking to a reporter also from that very state, who was in Kefi to had witnessed the situation.
Yes.
And when we get all across to them, definitely we'll be talking about why it is necessary for us not to get ourselves involved, in looting. Though we know the economic
situation,
we are not saying it is easy for anyone. But of course, should stampede be the issue? A lot of people have been saying there were no security on ground, enough security, because there was no how
to have curtailed the situation.
Yes, because this is what we call crowd controlling.
Yes,
absolutely. In situations like
this, if the security were on ground, the probably would have been more coordinated than they were on that day.
Yeah, you know, I actually watched, I watched on Friday the commissioner for NGO that's talking about Margaret Elayo coming out to say that it was planned to be, and he told the VC, she told the VC that the VC should make sure that the whole situation was curtailed first. Bring security on ground. Now, from the issue, she said, as she was trying to talk to the VC, you know, some students went on to arrogantly do the, whatever they need to do, and they broke into the convocation square of the school. Well, on a sad note, let's get joined this morning, you know, by the SA to the governor on NGO. Good morning to you, Doctor, Your Excellency.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Welcome to JFM. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's the Let's Talk segment on JFM. Considering the facts about what happened on Friday morning in Nasarawa State University, Kefi, already it's 3 days now since that event took place and two students lost their lives. Just to ask you quickly, what's the reaction of the government towards the death of these two students?
Well, like any government that is people-oriented and people-friendly, the government has shown great compassion. The deputy governor has visited the injured in the health facility. That also, together with the deputy governor and the commissioner for humanitarian affairs, also visited the families of the two late girls who were involved in the stampede. To console with the family. I want to also say that government has also issued a statement condemning the stampede and also sympathizing all those who lost their lives at the same time those who were injured in the course of the stampede.
All right. You know, from information we got, we understood the fact that this very, you know, palliative distribution was done in College of Agric in Lafia, Federal University Lafia, and some other institutions already. But now it was a turn for Nasarawa State University, Kefi. But along the line, this actually happened. What did the government What did the government fail to put in place to have actually brought about the stampede? Or I mean, you know, the looting.
The system was that all the eight tertiary institutions, these palliatives were distributed and everything was calm and was well distributed. Now, I think the case of Kefi was the, I think, bad communication, not necessarily with the government, but within the university community.
Okay.
And the other tragedy to it is that there were people within the community, that is within Kefi, who also thought it was their turn to take their share, who also invaded the school compound. I want to assure you that even at 2 a.m., people are already gathered waiting to collect these palliatives. And the military who were there thought that if they were to start doing their normal job, a lot of people would lose their lives in the process. And so they had to withdraw and left them with the other para security men. I want also to say that we must learn to be patient. Whatever government wants to do, it is important that people are patient. I think it's impatient created all that happened. Everybody wanted to go and get. Even before the governor came, even before the distribution started, the stampede already taking place and they had gone into the place to pack as much as they could. So we're happy that, thank God that the governor was already not there. It would have maybe a different story altogether. Okay. But the people were ready to just go and get whatever they could get without necessarily waiting for due procedure to take place. It's sad. We mourn the dead, but I think it's a lesson for tomorrow.
Okay, so you're saying that it wasn't just the students who invaded the place, but all locals who were around as well.
Yes.
Even though the palliative was meant for the students.
From the town, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so now that this has already happened and some students already were, or some people carted away with the, you know, palliatives, is there any, is there any plans for the government to actually do another one, or that is all for Nasarawa State University, Kefi?
Government will issue a statement in that regard very soon.
All right. So, so far, the community, this university right now, the university community, are they back into academic activities, or probably they might be looking out, you know, to mourn this, you know, these very people who actually lost their lives in the course of this, you know, situation? And the vice chancellor, have you gotten to hear from him so far?
Yes, the vice chancellor also condemned what happened. And they've already set up an administrative team within the university to find out exactly what happened. I'm sure government will work on the outcome of that administrative panel, and that necessary things will then be done to ensure that those who died are properly mourned and those who are injured are properly taken care of.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Let's Talk to get, detailed information from the part of the government of Nasarawa State about the stampede that took the life of two people and left 14 others injured. Thank you so much, Dr. Nawani Abuki.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, the pleasure is ours. All right. Well, Dr. Nawani Abuki was a one-time gubernatorial, contestants, I think, in Nasarawa State, and aside that was in 2015 election. Aside that, he is a special advisor to the governor of the state on NGOs and humanitarian duties. Well, at this point, we'll surely be looking out to get across, to one of the reporters who is based in Kefi. But from the look of things right now, from what he said it has been taken. The issue has been controlled all of a sudden, and. But from the look of things, should we say that students might really not really find this? But at the same time, I saw the 7.5 kilogram of rice, to be shared to the student. It was a harmless palliative distribution. Mm. Not every state governor will think about this. Yeah. But for a man like Engineer Abdullahi Sule, who is coming in the second tenure, still decides to actually do this, to actually curtail the level of hardship in the economy. This is nothing but the very best, of palliatives will actually want to see. And also, 5,000 naira was supposed to be shared to the students. But he said the government will actually give, a statement in regards to that. For the government to give statements in regards to that, I don't really see it being as effective as the first one.
Well, as a matter of fact, coming to hear the proper information that it was not just the students who were involved in the stampede, but also locals that came in from the town because they heard. And like you heard him say, he said there was probably like a miscommunication or lack of proper information on when, who, and how to get these palliatives also contributed to the stampede.
And I think that should be a problem for the university community.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Exactly,
too.
The university community did not really plan that very issue very well for them. If not, I see no reason why they should have given. Now, if you say wrong information was passed, how did that really happen? This is it. Now, there is a student union government that's supposed to take charge.
Send out a circular, put out a memo to that. The state government is giving palliatives on so and so day, at so and so time, at so and so venue as well. Give the proper adequate information to the student body. So are we also saying, was it probably announced, to the locals? Did people tell their friends and family to say they are sharing palliatives in our school, come and collect? Do you understand what I'm saying?
How did
this information go out to the locals as well?
Well, we just hope to see. Let's try and get connected to one of the reporters who was live, at the scene of events, who was actually there to see what happened, what took place and how it took place. Because there is no how, we will say these things happen and reporters, we are not present. Yeah,
that's
they were
true.
Present.
And that's true.
Because they would have been there to have witnessed, the occasion. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get a large response on how that actually happened because, not all government officials would have been there.
Yes.
Would have been there to have witnessed that event. But at some point, we will get to see or hear from those who might be getting themselves, in good quality to have actually known what actually happened from the beginning.
Absolutely.
Down to what happened at the end. I actually saw someone saying, I think in the news, that he saw someone going with like two bags of rice. And I wonder,
sad.
Now, this is to tell you that the economy is not friendly with anyone.
It's not. It's
really
quite
difficult.
Not. Yes. And to also see that security operatives also had to withdraw at some point.
Yeah. All right, let's get connected to Moses John, who actually is a reporter with Nasarawa Broadcasting Service, who was live at the Convocation Square where this event took place. That's about the palliative distribution was supposed to go down before the looting that led to the stampede and death of two persons. Good morning, Moses John.
Good morning. Moses Yusuf, not John.
Okay, Moses Yusuf. Thank you so much for that correction there. Moses Yusuf, so good to hear from you this morning. How is Kefi today?
Kefi is fine.
Well, Just on Friday, the student community at Nasarawa State University, KEFI, was thrown into mourning after losing two students. I believe you were actually one of the people that saw the events that were supposed to actually report the events.
Hello,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I said you're one of those people that actually report. We're supposed to report the events. Can you please tell us how it happened and what exactly happened?
Hello,
Moses Yusuf, can you hear me? All right. I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
All right, seems the network is actually acting up.
We'll still try to reach him
and call him to actually get information. Sometimes the network actually is not really friendly to us.
Yes.
Let's see if we can get connected to him once again and get down to the whole matter. Now,
were able to get connected to him earlier, we're talking about the fact that security operatives had to withdraw from the scene.
Yeah, hello, Moses Yusuf, we're back to you. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What about you?
Hello.
I can hear you, Moses.
Yes, in fact, they
do. All right. Seems we're still having a glitch there, network. Think we'll still try to reach him.
Yes, we will.
You were saying something?
Yes, the fact that the soldiers, like you heard him say over the call, had to withdraw from the scene and they didn't want to enforce their military, right on the people.
I don't think
to avoid more casualties, because if they had done that, they would have had more casualties than the 14 that were injured.
Yeah, I think I want to blame the security. I mean, the university community at this level. But let's get down to him again. Hello, good morning, Moses Yusuf.
Good morning.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Moses?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. So we are saying, can you give us a rundown of what really happened, on Friday morning there in KEFI?
Yes, it was on Friday. Let's go back to on Thursday. The distribution of palliatives by the Nasarawa State government to the student of Nasarawa State was supposed to have done on Thursday morning, but it was not.
Are you there?
From the student.
Okay.
So now, it was unfortunately on Friday morning, and I woke up and saw students started moving to the university gate that they want to go and collect their palette from the state government. I said, they postponed it to Saturday. Why not leaving to on Saturday? They now said it's come back on Friday. That they took them unaware. So in the process of going to the distribution of the palliatives, at the convocation square of the Nasarawa State University KEFI, and because of some army were around with only one helicopter van, and some policemen and the internal security personnel of the university, they were on ground. But because of the crowd of the students, they overpowered the security, and then the army withdrawn back and left the students where they broke the gates and enter into the palliative ground. In the process, we marched from students. That's where the stampede occurred. It is leading to the loss of two female students, one a newly wedded woman who has a few months pregnancy.
Wow.
Oh,
and died in the process, which her burial was taking place yesterday at Anda development area in Karo, local government area.
That's so
sad. Now, yesterday, we are to stage a protest, a peaceful protest, where the nuns president, national nuns president, and the special advisor to the president on civil matters were on ground yesterday, but the protest didn't hold. We were alerted that we are going to hold this morning, but we are there now. We saw some security at the gate of the unit.
Hello, John. I'm sorry, Moses Yusuf.
I hope you can get me right.
Yeah. Of course, we can get you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. But the state government said they are going to constitute a panel of investigation in conjunction with the Nasarawa State University. We are also going to form an internal committee that will investigate the remote cause of the stampede. Mm. So now the VC, Professor Suleiman Bala Muhammad, says that blame the students for their impatience of the they didn't wait for the distribution of the political to kick off at the appropriate time, where they broke the gate of the communication square. He blamed the students for their impatience.
All right. Moses, let me ask you this question. Sorry. Sorry, let me cut you a little. Let me ask you this question. Are you there with me? Now,
yes.
if we're saying, you know, this is a situation where crowd would have actually, you know, been in their numbers to have actually received one or two things. Now, we don't really know the army when it comes to crowd controlling.
That's true.
We don't really know the army when it comes to crowd controlling. Where were the police, or did the university community not bring the police and probably, you know, other civilian, you know, security outfits that could have prevented
the university security?
No, I know the university security probably might not actually have the strength to carry, but where were the police in the whole of this issue, or the university? Probably none of you asked the VC that question, because we don't really know the army for crowd control. So were the police actually present in that very venue?
The VC claimed that the police and the internal security were on ground, but according to the eyewitness, the only one van of
the Nigerian Army,
the Nigerian Army from
177 Battalion, if I'm not mistaken. Hello, Moses.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you said from 177 Battalion.
Yes, Army.
Okay.
They came from that place.
Okay.
Yes, from that barrack. So when they came, and then when the students were overcrowded, the army was drawn back, and the police were not there. But unfortunately, I was at the student village Angwalabu when the incident happened. So when I saw students coming up with five bags of rice, three bags of rice each, two bags of rice, some one, I was wondering what really happened. And then in fact 2 minutes ago, I saw policemen arresting students.
Wow.
Arrested student with rice, taking it to the police station, Angwalabu police station.
All right.
Is that this morning?
Should that be this morning or yesterday or probably on Friday?
That was Friday. That was Friday. Those students are booked into the hall and packed the rice. Police followed it to the student village and they are arresting them and they collected their rice and keep in the station.
Wow. All right, so now the point here is after arresting the perpetrators, did you hear anything from the government about, you know, punishing those who might actually be involved in the whole of this situation?
No, the Deputy Governor, Dr. Emmanuel Agbado Akabe, was on ground on that very day to supervise and to sympathize with the university community over the incident. But what he pronounced, he said that the state government is sad over the incident and they are going to constitute a panel to investigate the remote cause of the incident. That's what it is going to say.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so what about activities in the university? Is academic activities ongoing like it used to be before that Friday? Are we having the same thing today?
Yes, right now I'm inside the university as exactly the assembly hall. The valedictory.
Hello, Moses.
Chancellor is going to hold this morning.
Okay.
Things are moving peacefully without any problem, and the problem is going to hold.
All right.
By 10.
All right. Thank you so much for your time with us, Moses Yusuf from NBS Kefi.
Thank you very much.
We hope to have more of you each time we call upon you to actually talk about issues like this. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, we could actually hear everything that has actually been said by him. It seems there was a lacuna somewhere because, like I said, I don't really know the Nigerian army, you know, with such, you know, duties.
For crowd control.
You know, why Nigerian army? Where were the police? Now, he mentioned something. He said afterwards.
Then the police showed up.
Started arresting. So it means
so
probably.
Where were they at first?
Because probably, you know, the army will not want to shoot the students.
Of course not, which is why they withdrew. Because, like I said, they would have had more casualties if they engaged the people.
So probably the university community didn't really do what they were supposed to do about security because I had the commission on Friday and he said, she told the VC that prepare security for us to come and do this, that it was postponed. Now, probably the students actually felt impatient. They were like, Well, why are you guys postponing this? You brought this thing on Friday. Mm-hmm. You arranged it on Friday.
On Thursday.
Yeah. And Friday, you're supposed to do it. Now you're postponing it to Saturday. Why Saturday? Now, at some point, there is this level of impatience whenever you come to students. And there's something they used to call Aluta Continua Victoria Sata. Until the struggle,
is ended.
You understand? In fact, there's always continuity in the struggle. That's just what it means.
Absolutely.
You understand? The struggle continues. It never ends
until
at all.
Victory is ascertain.
It's ascertain. Yes. You understand? So now, I think at one point or the other, we actually have, some level of, should I say, miscommunication about the whole issue, from the government side. While hearing from Moses, who was actually present there, he said security was actually a major problem because students can actually break down anywhere in their numbers. But was I the right outfit to have actually stopped the crowd? That's the question. Well, so it means on the part of the government, there is a blame. On the part of the student, there is also a blame.
And on the part of the school.
Yeah, on the part of the school also, there is also management. A blame. Probably I wouldn't blame the government very much, but the school management, the authorities there in the school, probably did not really do their job very well. Well, I think let's open the phone lines now and let's get connected to the individual who is listening right now. To our listener there, let's hear from you, your contribution or your question, probably your take as of this very matter. Because we know this is the Nigerian student, irrespective of the school the person is coming from,
yes.
The Nigerian student and deserves this particular time of the day. I think the numbers to call are there. But before then, mind you, let's be civil.
Yes, please.
In making our points.
In as much as emotions may be high concerning this particular topic, please, let's try to be civil when
and
making
brief.
Our comments.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's make it brief at the same time to save time for others who might try to call in.
That's true. 0905566699 08121877777. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is J.F. Francis. I'm calling from Tuduwada.
Good morning. Please go ahead. The floor is yours.
The whole scenario of this ugly incident that took place in Lagos University.
Yes.
If one of us we talk about socialization, what is the evidence of socialization? The family that you come from, you see that this country does not lie on one person's house.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot blame government on this thing. At the same time, we cannot blame security.
Okay.
Because before the security will go such a place like that, apart from the little one that used to permanent in that university site, if they say that the occasion will take place tomorrow, I will not invite them. And later I say, no, the occasion will go tomorrow again, that is next tomorrow. Is that next tomorrow that the security will be planned here? So this issue is not an issue for either police day or not, or any retreat or something like that. No, the problem from the school authority and the students themselves. Those that are not involved themselves, they say. But it means that if the government will not give it policy, they will not go to feed. If you want our children, whenever you send them to anywhere, they send them from the school. Not government or security. That is
right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Richard.
Good morning to you this morning.
Yes, this is Benedict coming from Teringada.
Good morning, Benedict. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, I want to first of all commend you guys for showing your concern on bringing this important topic.
Thank you.
A topic that has to do with life. And the protection of lives, to this very wonderful registration this morning.
Thank you.
Comes up to you guys.
Thank you.
On this particular issue, let me tell the students, if they're listening to me, and other students elsewhere, or even the Nigerians that are expecting some politics from the government, we should understand that the time of NSAS have actually ended. The time of looting, the time of breaking of warehouses and then taking properties that belong to the government and even individuals, it has come and ended. But then, in the other hand, I also want to blame the school authority. If you have, just like Richard said, if you promise these people to give them this collective on Thursday, you do not share it on Thursday for whatever reason it is, you are giving these people an opportunity, giving the students, you're making their, let me use the common language, their long throat to go in and come out, and go in and come out again. Therefore, if anything happens, I will not give the blame squarely on the students. The school authority should also share from the blame because if you have done what you're supposed to do on time, I think there would have not been any reason for any particular issue of coming to go behind and wanting to go and loot and then eventually get into the ugly incident we're talking about this morning. So what I'm saying in essence is this. If there's any other government authority or institution that want to share anything to the public or to the student, please, they should make a proper arrangement on time. And if you say you want to share this thing on Monday or on Tuesday or whatever time you want to do that, don't keep on skipping the time, because if you keep skipping the time, people are listening to you. You want to go and break law and order. Who want to go to those places and go and do these things? Because since after the NSAC, the issue of looting has continued. It has continued in so many quarters, and some of these things are not even reported. So in essence, what I'm trying to say is that the government, Nigerians are hungry. Yeah, when Nigerians are hungry, you still want them to be in expectations. I think the blame should also go to the school authority.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Benedict, for sharing your thoughts and concerns with us this morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello, are you there with us?
Yeah. Good morning.
Abubakar. Yes, I'm there.
All right, Abubakar, please, you can be more audible than this, and so we can hear you clearly.
It's quite unfortunate incident, and the schools of these two students.
Abubakar, please, we urge you to please be more audible, please. We can barely hear you.
Good morning. This is Mohammed Ali Abubakar.
All right, thank you. Go ahead. Make your point.
Hello?
Right, maybe we go to other calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Sadiq Umar. I'm calling from Peter and Tijong.
Good morning, Sadiq. Please go ahead and make your contributions.
Yes, thank you very much. I bring a very, very important topic, especially this issue that is happening in Nasarawa University. You see, it is a very, very unfortunate issue that we find ourselves in this economical situation. That is why you see a lot of people are having expectation from the government. But you see, if the government promised a certain thing to the people, let the government try and do it. If they do not fulfill it, the people's emotion will now go up and they will act inadequately, which is not supposed to be. That is why we are calling on the people to look at the situation that we are. You see, in this present administration, we don't have any expectation of palliative or anything from the federal government. Let's look at what the government have even promises. But some state government are trying on their own level to see that they cushion this issue of economy. So we have to cooperate with the state government so that they can able to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But this issue of this thing that happened in the university, of if the government have not promised the people that these 13 days they are going to share a palliative to the student, I think the student will not have expectation on them. So in as much as the student have fault, even the school management also have fault. You know that a hungry man is an angry man. If the government are ready to do something for the people, let them do it immediately. But as it is now, the economic situation is lead to a high level whereby people are not even ready to hear any word again from the government.
Yes, Sadiq, but does that justify the fact that they broke into the
convocation square where it was kept for the governor to come by himself and do the unveiling that the distribution takes place?
Yes, that is a very, very bad habit. We are not supporting that.
Okay.
But all what we are saying is that the government should do the right thing at the right time. They should not delay it, because justice delayed is justice denied. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Sadiq, for joining the conversation. Hello, good morning. Okay, we seem to have lost this particular call, but please do try to call us again so we can get your contributions, or drop your comments on our Facebook page at JFM Live. Hello, good morning.
My sister and Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jude from E.T. Joshua.
Good morning, right. Jude.
Honorable Jude.
thank you very much, my brother. It's very, very unfortunate. Where we find ourselves. I don't really know what is happening. In Nigeria, a big country, they said that we're a big brother in Africa. We rely on palliative. Now, the government of the day, of ATC, decided to put us into hunger. And you know that about, let's say, 10 years or 16 years ago, it's not like this. Nigerians hoping from federal government to give them palliative, students, Richard, when you are in school, maybe in secondary school or primary school, have you ever had this kind of discussion, government of the day, giving people food You know that kind of a thing.
We never witnessed that.
You understand?
Yes.
It's a seriously sacrilege to this country. So what I want to say this morning is that let the government, let me tell you, I don't have any blame to give to the students. People are hungry. Let me tell you, even if I have the opportunity, I will do more than that. Let's speak something as is happening in the country. People are hungry. Family cannot feed parents cannot feed their children, cannot feed their family. I'm very, very annoyed this morning to be hearing this kind of a thing. Wow. In a big country like Nigeria, that you know, Richard, what resources that we have can feed all the nation. We see how it is.
So sad. Thank you
good
so
morning.
Much, Jude,
thank you
for your contribution.
Much.
Hello, good morning. Well, I think that was a miss. Well, a lot of reactions pertaining this very matter, and so much has been said. But should we overlook the issues on ground? Probably. Someone actually said, according to the first caller, he said, we shouldn't blame security. We should blame security, because whether we like it or not, they were government properties that were kept in a government in a government-owned venue. Now, this is the point now. Government actually did that, and there was supposed to be provision of security there.
Absolutely.
Now, telling the army to guide such a place, I don't really have a problem with the army alone being there, but why should it be the army alone? You understand? It shouldn't be them all alone. The army, of course, they have limits to what they can do whenever
within
it comes to crime.
They just work within their jurisdiction.
You know, because their job is to maintain peace in the country. And we know that's why we see them for different, missions.
Operations.
Now, when it comes to crowd control, I know what I'm saying properly. I think we have our phone lines buzzing. Let's get to the phone lines first. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Richard. Yeah. Hi, Naomi.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Israel, I'm calling you from Shaka.
Good morning, Israel.
Yes, you see, it's frustrating when such information come out to the public, when things like this happen. Imagine a learning institution, an institution that ought to understand how human beings behave, that is in the forefront of knowledge, that understands that when you bring something for free, definitely you have different kind of people. If you want to do a thing like that, a university, for God's sake, is it not better? You are giving people rights, you are giving them a value. Isn't there any way you can convert that value, probably even into cash? Because people are definitely not going to eat the money. You know, if you bring those things, and I think it's just show, we like to bring bags of rice, probably, like maybe 1,000 or 2,000, to create the impression that we are bringing it, because people don't trust the government anymore. But I feel it's the fault of the university. They ought to know that bringing such amount of rice, or even giving information that such thing will take place, will attract a great number of people. What they ought to have done, probably to arrange probably a food stamp, maybe by student math number, whatever. Share it. Probably if you cannot bring the food, give them the money, they will get to the market and buy it. Why should people die because you want to share rice? You want people to know you are sharing rice. It doesn't make sense. Have you ever heard it happening in any African country that they are sharing food and people are dying because you want to share food? What is the problem with the way we reason? The major problem, what caused that was because the government wants people to see that they are actually sharing their rights. But there are better ways to share palliative. You either give them the goods. If it's going to be a problem, give them the monetary value. They can go to the market and buy it, or probably share it among a few business people. Then give people probably stamps that when you go to some place, and those people will give you a proof that it's been distributed. So we don't have, we have serious problems that we are fighting. We are trying to solve problem of sharing. What is there in sharing rights? People shutting share things and you don't have issues. Why should an institution that is a beacon of learning have this kind of problem? Does it mean they don't know that it will happen? They know. The
himself should be held responsible. But sorry to cut you. This actually has happened in other institutions in the States, but they did not witness this very incident.
Yes.
So should we still blame the government? Because it has been done successfully in like 2 to 3 institutions before getting down to KEFI.
The same thing happened. If something is happening, you know, social school shared and you almost had problem of stampede. If everywhere it was shared, they almost had that problem.
Okay.
It was rushed. So they should have observed what happened in the other schools and probably avoid it in the same. Check if another school, if another institution tries to do the same thing, you might even have a worse issue. The mood of the nation now is not where you go and gather food and call people to come. You will get those you invite and even those you don't invite.
Right.
There are better ways to do it where you will not have such issues and you still achieve what you want to achieve.
All right. Thank you so much for your opinion there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's get down to other callers. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Richard, good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm Dave here in Jos. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, actually, it's a big shame. It's a big shame on our government. It has become a palliative governance. It's a big shame. We call ourselves the giant of Africa.
Hmm.
Hello?
Can hear you.
Shamefully, our government, they are shamefully shameless. They should go and bury their heads in shame. There are people, you have a VC, you have professors who are doing this type of upside-down operation. Now, you have gone to ask school fees for students, and now you want to come and show them that you love them. What a shame. What a shame. You collect money from the poor people, and you're giving to the rich. Members of the House of Assembly,
I think you're already I think you're diverting this matter now. We're talking about the stamping.
That brought this issue, this problem, causing students to die. Why don't you reduce their school fees? Don't they have departments? Can you not share this thing departmentally? You use everything to do politics in 21st century. Even animals are ashamed that human beings in 21st century are behaving like this.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you. I think I get your points. Yeah,
thank you. Shame.
So sorry. All right, opinions of individuals and not properties of GFM 101.9, like we said earlier. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right, that was a miss. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Richard, good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
That's great comrade Bernard on the line.
Oh, great comrade
Bernard.
Where are you calling from?
Blessings to you, people are inspiring us.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
GFM Radio.
Thank you.
Without you, would have been the democracy back. God bless you. Oh, the issue is, but if Paletti, what is the cost sources of supply? Is it from the government or the university authority?
Well, the government actually provided it to the university authority.
Oh, for the university authority?
Yes, yes. And it was shared among students. Ooh. Yes.
But is there any, can you host the African Cup of Nations named Kassadon?
No.
You go for international, either that or for national. Because when you go see there, there'll be suffocation. People say they should not suffocate us. But thinking of their action and inaction are suffocating them. Now, when has this institution become the sharing center? I mean, I can't understand. So, why did we take local government? Is there no local government in Lafayette, in Nasarawa?
There is.
Yeah. So, why don't to devolve this distribution. I saw in Brunei State, Maiduguri, sharing Paletti to somebody in Malagali and whatever, all the, I said, how can this thing go to the hand of people? It's not possible. Why don't you begin to do the right? Put a round peg in a round hole so they can get to people. There are local governments that can do all these jobs. So it will be easy to distribute to the students. Okay, look at what happened. They nearly married her. Died on the cost of getting Paletti. But do my dear, the essence of removing this, is it by giving us E-Nord? I thought by now, because money is coming from the coffers of federal government.
That's true.
To build one or two, to ease this, people are suffering. And there are no measures we use that will contain this exploitation problem or something. But if not, who will not replace it with the salary? That's the solution. So we are telling studio. But in good morning, God bless you.
Thank you so much, comrade. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Richard and Naomi. Good Radio Mama, I do not call it from
Radio Mama.
Good morning, good Radio Mama.
Really unfortunate what is happening in the country. People have been paralyzed. It's because of showmanship. If not, tell me, why should the governor be working the date when it's convenient for him to come there? Just because he wants the camera. You know, we have gotten to the level that we have now lost our self-esteem, you know? any university that wants to share such a thing, let them do it by department. That's why we have department. Unless they are not giving it to every student. If it is given to every, if the that's the palliative and whatever is for every student, then it should be done at the departmental level. Mm. No amount of security can put that in, even the security men, will they not run away? Are they not human beings? Are they not seeing where they are disarmed and they are killed? Which kind of security will be bring them? Yeah, this is the departmental level. That's why unless there's something they're hiding, you know? I don't know, I can't get it. And then the females, I'm telling the females, look, I used to tell my children, anything that has to do with struggling, don't even go and struggle. You hunger will not kill you. That's my own view about life, you know? Train your children to have that mentality when it comes to struggling. When the COVID-19 thing happened, and I went to, back for that time because of I had some medication to do, and then there was no money, and there was so much rush, I left the place. I left my friends. My daughter, I went with his friends. I said, no, let's go. This thing might lead to loss of life. Nothing we won't die. You know, that's the way to go about life. Nigeria has got a place where there's no value for human life. Now, they've just started saying those human friends that died, that's the peace and all that. That's all that they need to just end there. Does it make sense?
All right.
Good morning. Thank you so morning. Much, Radio Mama, for sharing your thoughts with us this morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. All right. Okay. Seems.
Please do try to call us back. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Okay.
All right.
Well, at this time, we'll probably take a stroll to our Facebook page and see, read out some of the comments that, you know, listeners have dropped there. Ayodele Agbabiakari saying, hunger in the land, so unfortunate that the hungry have to die in the process of struggling for food. Were there no security operatives mounting that environment, if I may ask, which is also the same question we right here in the studio have also been asking. John Paul Chakop is saying, what happened in Nasarawa State University over the weekend was quite pathetic. It is a clear indication that citizens are hungry up to that level. Ordinarily, if things were okay, students wouldn't have struggled for just common rice. May God help us. One more comment before we return to the phone lines. Morning to you all in the studio. This is coming from Daniam Simon. And it is unfortunate that students have to die in the process of sharing a so-called palliative. It's an embarrassment to us as a country. May God rest their souls. All right, let's return back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Okay. Okay, I think, you know, a lot of comments, and I think, let me just talk about this one here from Kelvin Louis. He said, it's very unfortunate and embarrassing to hear that two students died because of two small bags of local rice. Why was the state government or school management so clueless like that? All the students have bank accounts, and the Nasarawa state government, through the school management, could have sent the money to the respective accounts in order to avoid that unforeseen situation that claimed the lives of the two students. Nigerians are their own problem. While we see, I think, Ayuba Joseph Manzo saying, good morning, JFM family. Good morning, Zizu. Impatience is what caused the death of the two students. I wonder why it's only in Nigeria such things are happening. Well, we have, I think, a whole lot of comments, but let's take this phone call, then after which we'll try to move away a little and get to Mekong to see the issue going on there. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
This is Peter Kali from Bukuru.
Morning. Please go ahead.
So, may the soul of those students that died in Nasarawa State rest in peace.
Amen.
You see, my sister, the problem for this country, I don't know, everybody will say, government of the day, government of the day. Who are the government of the day? Are you not part of government of the day? There is money released to all different centers since they removed their subsidy. We hear people are hungry. Is it the first time people are hungry? No. Because the Tinubu Day Center, now they control Plateau, now they control Nasarawa, now they control Anambra, now they control Ibo, all those things. No. Money has been released to all these state governments. Palliative has been given. All those social billions, the very person asked today, say, what do they use that money for? No. This is the thing that happened for Nasarawa still. It's supposed to be avoided because if it's possible, you are going to sell palliative. There is class by class. Child by class to avoid that funding that lost, make the loss of two students and other people injured. It's a pity. People should not be blaming the government. The government is trying for the state government. local government, you know how they share in how much the money allocation they share? Anybody will just say, come every day, come every day. And when you are there, you are going to do the same thing. It's a pity, only God will help us. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you so much for your thoughts.
This
should be the last call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right, I think this matter is one, of course, that will still be dealt with. It's not over yet, you know, especially for the loss of lives that actually took place. The governor has given directive, and that was through the chief press secretary of the state, Ibrahim Adra, who made it known that the governor has said investigations should be taken immediately, you know, also telling the deputy governor of the state to make sure he sets up a panel to investigate the whole matter. Well, let's move away from there and get back to our very own plateau, where it was a sad note in Mekong local government of the state following the violent clash, which ensued at Punlong area of Lalin district of Mekong local government area between Motol, against Tarok youth, where scores of lives were lost and many others sustaining various degrees of injuries, destruction of properties and rustling of cattle and other animals on Saturday night. Well, it was, you know, my problem here is we're seeing invaders have been coming, but now it's now between us,
ourselves,
which I see to be very, very bad, if you ask me. It's not commendable because the security agencies should actually swift into these, and the governor
very
of the state try to see what to do to bring this to an end, because I see no reason why brothers should be going against themselves. Now, according to, one man has come out to condemn this killing. That's Dr. Patrick Dakumi, has come out to say that, from the look of things, this is not supposed to be taking place at all. He condemned the clash and called for calm and praise for the return of brotherhood between the warring factions. Now, for some people, they actually said this crisis is between two brothers, the Telman and the Tarok man, or you say the Montol man. Now, from the look of things, I actually feel Mr. Yusuf said something this morning. He said, a piece of land that cannot provide 16 bags of rice for you.
That's so sad.
Like, a piece of land that cannot help you do anything. Like, I don't know why. Funny enough, there is something that you tell people. You say this piece of land you're fighting over. The day you die,
that's the end.
They'll bury you there. Mm-hmm. Years to come.
Or somebody they might not even bury you there.
They might not still bury you there.
Yes.
They might not, because
your struggle for that particular land is done.
You understand? So why do you want to cut short your life and the lives of other persons for things that you know you will not leave this world for? There's no importance.
Even if there's a dispute over a land, it should be settled amicably.
Amicably, and yes, not, you know, I think you have community leaders.
It shouldn't result to violence.
Yes, we have community leaders. We have, we have monarchs in that very area, in that very local government.
True.
We also have a local government chairman that can actually who can actually come into this matter and see how they can resolve this very matter. Mind you, just in case you're forgetting that all land belongs to the government. All land belongs to the government. So whether you think you've bought your land, that the government can wake up one morning and tell you they want to build something on that land, and the highest thing you get is a compensation. So I think we should actually respect ourselves, love ourselves more, and of course deal with the situation on ground and not fighting against ourselves. That's just it.
Well, this is the much we can take on the Let's Talk segment of this Monday morning on The Morning JJ 101.9 FM. Thank you very much to all of our listeners who called in, made comments, and to all who even listened and we couldn't take your calls. We apologize. But thank you for staying with us from 7 a.m. up to this time.
Right, this is the size of the package, like we said. Many thanks for being a part of the show.
Yes.
Thanks to Dr. Nani Aboki, all the way from Lafia, who joined in via phone call. Mm-hmm. And of course, Moses Yusuf also will join in via phone call from Kefi, Nasarawa State, Nigeria. Well, I am Richard Badum.
And I am Naomi Karim. The news comes to you at 10 a.m. Thank you very much for joining the program.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.